You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'm very excited because today we have a special guest with us. My special guest is someone that is developing a body contouring center within Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. And his name is Mike DeFeo. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Dr. Davis. I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
That's terrific. Listen, I want everybody that's listening to understand your background and how you have become such an expert in the world of cool sculpting and understanding body contouring. Mike, give us a little bit of background about how you started in cool sculpting and where you came from and all that stuff.
Yeah, so my dad actually has been with cool sculpting since its inception back in 2009. So it's kind of been in the family for a while. And, you know, I came on to cool sculpting back in February of 2017. And I kid you not, 5 days later, Allergan had bought cool sculpting. And we could get to that a little bit later on.
Right.
But I started out as a rep with cool sculpting. I worked my way into being a practice development manager, and they had me traveling all over the Northeast for the most part, but you know, throughout the United States. And I would go around and I would actually train providers and doctors and nurses on how to perform cool sculpting, but not only perform cool sculpting, how to assess the body and how to speak with the patient on what they're looking to get out of cool sculpting so we could give them the optimal results that they're looking for.
See, I think that really highlights exactly why we here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery really want to bring you in, and also to try to make sure that everyone understands that there's an art form in this body contouring world. There's an art form in liposuctioning. It's an art form in doing cool sculpting. And there's an art form in doing the new thing that we're starting to do called cool tone, which is a way of actually building and strengthening muscles all over the body. But we'll get into that a little bit later. Mike, my understanding is when Allergan, again, for everyone listening, Allergan is the company that has Juvederm, Botox, and also breast implants. So it is a huge corporation. And my understanding is that they paid $2.45 billion, with a B, billion dollars
yes,
to Zeltique for the technology of cool sculpting. Is that right?
Yeah, they did that. And funny enough, they actually put a bid on cool sculpting 2 years before that for $1.3 billion. So, you know, it didn't work out in the past, but I guess, you know, Allergan really saw the value in cool sculpting and what it can do. And they wanted to put an even bigger bid on it later.
See, that's really fascinating. And I can tell you, I had the opportunity to fly out this past week, just for a day, but it was an incredible day of being toured around the Irvine campus of Allergan. And I had an opportunity to talk to a lot of the developers of all the different aspects of their portfolio. And one of the things that I can tell you is that Allergan doesn't invest money into things that they don't think has a very big upside. Exactly. Or a very big potential. Mm-hmm. So this cool sculpting is only going to get bigger and better. Now, for everyone out there listening, I think Mike actually brought up a very interesting point, which was one of the things that he was doing as a practice development manager was going around the country trying to help practices get themselves up and running with cool sculpting. But Mike, I guess one of the things that you and I talked about was that you really wanted to take that expertise and kind of drill down to like building an actual business, mm-hmm, and a process of doing that at one particular place. And we here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery are very fortunate to have you on board. Can you give me some ideas about how you see body contouring, not just with cool sculpting, but actually having this center that we're developing as being such an important part in the whole Delaware Valley or the greater Philadelphia area?
Mm-hmm. I think with body contouring, if you just take a step back from body contouring, you just look at overall fitness and health information out there, so many more people are getting involved with taking care of themselves for the long run. They know that McDonald's isn't good for them anymore. They understand they have to eat healthy, workout, but obviously life gets in the way, right? You know, working with kids, you have work, doing all these different things. That's why Cool Sculpting, their slogan right now is take yourself further. So, you know, you can get yourself, your body to a certain point. That's when you come into Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery, you know, the body contouring experts of New Jersey, and we can really help you to take your body further to where you feel as though you can't. So what we're going to do is, you know, you can come in, we'll do an assessment, a consultation. We're not going to try to push you into any which direction. We want to present to you the information so that you can decide on what alley that you would like to go to.
And I know, Mike, one of the things that I'm so proud about is that when someone does come in for a consultation, we really can give complete expert advice and also be extremely honest in the assessment. Because if you, and again, everyone out there listening, if you're the person that really needs a tummy tuck, we're not going to try to push Cool Sculpting on you. If you're the person that needs Cool Sculpting, but don't, you know, you don't really need a surgical type procedure like liposuctioning or other things, we can offer you that as well. So the goal of the Body Contouring Center here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery is really about explaining to everyone that even though other practices may have Cool Sculpting, we want you to be able to know that if it's not right for you, we do have other alternatives and other options. However, and this is something I want Michael to also speak to, when I was out in Irvine, California, and I had an opportunity to speak to a bunch of people about not just Cool Sculpting, but other things, one of the things that I hear as a ongoing constant is that when people in the past, I'm going to give you an analogy.
Okay.
So people in the past that would say Botox didn't work for them, mm-hmm. many times it was because they didn't get the right amount of Botox yeah. injected in a particular muscle group. So a lot of you out there listening may have been someone that at first heard from friends and family or even yourself, you went somewhere, you saw that there was a special somewhere on Botox, you got it done, and then afterwards you were really disappointed because you didn't get the results that you wanted. And what's played out over all of these years, which is about 25 years now since Botox has really been out and about in a cosmetic fashion, is that we know that not everyone needs the exact same amount of Botox in order to get the results that you're looking for. We know that it has to be a tailored type treatment to get exactly how you want, let's say, your eyebrows to raise. We get, you know, a certain amount in like a very petite young lady may not be the same amount that we need to put in a bodybuilder guy. So we know that from all these years of experience. Well, we've been doing Cool Sculpting here since 2009 when it first came out. So I can tell you that we have the most amount of experience when it comes to understanding how to do Cool Sculpting and understanding how to tailor it for each individual patient. Mike, can you speak a little bit towards that?
Yes, I can. So the first thing that I do when a patient comes in is I ask them, you know, what are the areas that you're concerned about or that you want to Cool Sculpt away or even liposuction? And the patient will obviously point that out to me. The second thing is I know that every patient has a picture in their mind as to what they want to look like. And I try to get them to draw that picture for me so I can understand what they're looking for results wise to get out of this. And once I'm able to capture that, I'm able to, you know, assess their body because everybody has a different type of body fat. Everybody has different ways that their fat presents itself on their body. I do an assessment and I'm able to figure out, you know, how many cycles that person will need, one, for their specific body type, but two, to get the result that they're picturing in their mind. And so that's why I feel like all of my experience from traveling across teaching doctors and nurses how to do Cool Sculpting, I've been able to hone that into this practice here.
I think it's a wonderful thing. And again, for everyone that's listening, even if you don't come here to get treated, one of the things that I want you to really use is use our services here, even if it's a phone call, even if it's a Skype session. And if you want to come here for a consultation, that would be wonderful as well. But honestly, what we're really trying to develop here is a way for people to have a very honest assessment to know exactly the number of treatments you may need to get to the look like Michael was saying that you want to look like, and also to understand that there's a lot of different ways of really getting to the end point. Some patients that we've treated over the years with CoolSculpting really initially started out just wanting to look better in their clothing, and we reached that for them. Then maybe 6 months or a year later, they'll come back and say, you know what? That CoolSculpting works so well on my abdomen and love handles. I want to go after my arms. Mm-hmm. I want to go after other areas of the body. And the beauty of that is you can actually be the captain of your own ship. Yes. We've had patients that, you know, initially came in and they just want to take off some fat from some of their abdomen and love handles. And once they really did see how easy it was to accomplish that, they may come back again and go, keep going, because I didn't realize that we could really tailor it down to such an extreme. And there are other people that just stop after just one session because they said, you know what? I was having a difficult time getting rid of that small amount on my lower abdomen. And now that that's gone, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything else, right?
Yeah.
So I think understanding the patient, understanding what their goals are, like you said, mm-hmm. is really key. But the one other component that I do want to hit with you, Mike, and for everyone to really understand, is there's a component of this where people may want to have muscle that's also being addressed aside from just getting rid of some body fat. Wouldn't it be unbelievable to be able to actually grow, get stronger in areas like your core or your abdomen? Can you talk a little bit about this brand new thing that we're bringing in called Cool Tone?
Yes, I definitely can. So Cool Tone is pretty much a device that came after CoolSculpting. You know, we know and we have proven that we've been able to get rid of fat consistently and safely throughout the last 10 years. Next thing that we want to target to be able to help you with your overall body goals is to develop your muscle, to carve out, you know, I don't know why I'm losing my train of thought with this, but just to carve out, you know,
like
how
a
your muscles,
pack.
Yeah, six pack and right. stuff like that. So Cool Tone, it's a device that has come out, and it's electromagnetic stimulation. And there's two paddles that will go on your abdomen. It can go on your buttocks or it can go on your thighs. And they're quick 30-minute sessions. You just lay in bed, just like with CoolSculpting, and we will turn up the electromagnetic stimulation, and it will treat your abdomen, so or your buttocks or your thighs. The direction that we're going is we want to be able to be the, I guess, the practice or the household where you come in for all of your body contouring needs, and we're going to be able to meet them for you.
Yeah, I think one of the exciting things about where non-invasive body sculpting or non-invasive body contouring is going is that we now have the capability, without doing surgery, to get rid of extra fat that you don't want. So mm-hmm. we do that with CoolSculpting, yes. let's say. We now have the ability to tighten the skin with things like Renuvion or radio frequency devices like Fractura and BodyTight. And now we're actually diving a little deeper and saying, okay, now that we can tighten your skin, we can get rid of the extra body fat. What if we were able to also tone your muscles so it actually looked like you were really in shape? And believe it or not, we're really able to do that now. And again, that's why we're so excited about this body contouring center, because we're really going to start to show all of you that there's a place you can come and really get evaluated for every potential opportunity there is out there to do something either surgical, like a tummy tuck, and liposuctioning, or something totally non-invasive like Cool Sculpting and Cool Tone and radio frequency devices on the skin. So I want to thank Mike DeFeo for hanging out with us, and thank you all for listening. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and we'll be talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.